Black helicopter crowd notion.
Tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The American, they're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Black Helicopter News Podcast. This is episode number 91. I'm your host, Zen One, and today it's Thursday, August 10th, 2017, and it's 82 degrees and partly sunny here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time is 1:50 p.m. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a we're somewhat lighthearted podcast. We discuss current events, pop culture, and paranormal, and there's a lot of entertainment and tongue-in-cheek humor involved as well. Some dry humor, you know. So, just that being said, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. We have a great show for you today, folks. I got a stack of news here in front of me to get to, such as. Okay, it's taking forever to load. Oh God, this is breaking. Trump: if North Korea makes any more threats, they will be met with fire, fury, and power. We've got some audio from that too. That's big news. That's breaking. This is happening now. Also, corporate fascist: Google fires employee who wrote a 10-page memo critiquing company's leftist monopoly. Anti-gun activists face bankruptcy after filing frivolous lawsuit. We got a warning from 1972. Also, later on, we have a special report. The man who lived with extraterrestrials for 10 days. All that and much more coming up next, folks. Before we get into that, I just want to make a few quick announcements. So, we are back on our bullshit. We took a quick little mini hiatus after I said we wouldn't. I'm going to get back on the grind. We're podcasting. We're on the march to 100, okay? We got to hit 100 episodes within the next few weeks. So besides that, though, just be on the lookout. More pods are coming with fury. And I wanted to mention, I went to see Revolution at the Stone Pony the other day, and it was amazing. Listen, we'll be back. It's a jam-packed episode.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Okay. Breaking news. Trump: if North Korea makes more threats, they will be met with fire, fury, and power. This is what everyone was afraid of by a Trump presidency. Here's a clip.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. This world has never seen before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, folks, that is exactly what everyone that was against him being elected feared. Unleashing a nuclear holocaust. I don't know what to say about that at the moment, but we're just going to have to stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated here at Black Helicopter News. Next, corporate fascists. Google fires employee who wrote 10-page memo critiquing company's leftist monopoly. This is exactly why I cannot stand Google. This is why, this is Schmidt. This is the work of Schmidt. You know? Alright, I don't even know where to start. But recently, just the other day, there was an anonymous employee who had a 10-page memo circulating that was suggesting Google has been blocking. They've been silencing free speech, basically. Look, what they're doing is they're silencing the alternative media. They're blocking voices from being heard. What they're doing is silencing legitimate news that just so happens to challenge the mainstream narrative of the globalists. If you want to read more, this is on our Facebook page posted just today. Oh, fucking Schmidt, man. Next. Anti-gun activists face bankruptcy after filing frivolous lawsuit. Awesome. These are the same people. This is the same couple that confronted my boy Alex Jones. Now they have to pay the gun store's legal fees. Look, before we get into this, if somebody hits somebody with a car, they don't say you have to ban cars. When somebody gets stabbed with a knife, they don't say, okay, we have to ban the person that made the knife. No, they don't do this crap. They only pull this with guns, and you know what? And it's a hypocrisy by these people. When it's time to fight the government, when they release the bioweapon and Project Bluebeam, and they're trying to depopulate and usher in that new world order, we're going to need something to defend ourselves against these criminal globalists, these criminal bankers. So, Lonnie and Sandy Phillips faced off with Jones in a 2013 Second Amendment rally in San Antonio. They were ordered to pay 200 racks in legal fees to the Lucky Gunner gun store after a judge threw out their politically motivated lawsuit, which conflicted with federal law. Look, I'm just tired of dishonorable trash. Let's see if we can get a clip.
They have not banned the guns. You do not want our guns. That's well, good.
Want your gun?
Good.
We don't want you here.
Santa Ana wanted the guns.
Reality statistics. You're very upset. We're very sorry that we brought facts and reality.
What about the 49% drop in violent crime since 1992 because of gun ownership going up? I'm a libertarian. I shake my hand. Come on. Want a hug? How about a hug? How about a hug? Come on. Come on.
These are the fucking dishonorable trash that they mock libertarians.
Listening to Black Helicopter News hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it better.
Here's what's in the news.
Next, we got a warning from 1972. Listen to some wisdom from our elders.
Things was cheaper, though. Not cheaper. You could get 5 cigarettes for tuppence then.
They don't make them in fives anymore, do they?
Well, you never see them.
People smoke more, I suppose.
Yeah. People do seem to be smoking more since the cancer scare. Mm. Worry, I suppose. There was none of that then either.
What?
Cancer was all TB then.
They can cure that now, could they?
Yeah. I suppose as soon as they can cure cancer, they'll think of something else to worry us with. My Uncle Wilf used to say he reckoned it was the government.
What?
Used to give us all these diseases.
It's off, Mum.
Well, they put them in our food. That's what he used to say.
No.
You can taste it in the water sometimes.
That's chloride.
Well, there you are.
They put that in to improve the water.
Well, it don't improve the taste. My Uncle Wilf used to say the only time the government's got any use for us is in a war. He used to say that they only need so many of us to do the things that need doing, and the rest they'd rather be without. So they spray our food, put things in the water to keep us down. Well, they do it to rabbits. He used to grow all his own food.
Everything?
Well, all he could. He only had a window box.
Nowadays, every single thing you eat has been genetically modified. Besides the food, the fluoride in the water. They are poisoning us left and right, folks. And we have to do something about this. We have to grow our own food. So, the other day, I went to see Revolution at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, New Jersey, with a couple good friends. And I actually got him a quick segment.
Basically, natural cures for depression. After much research, it seems like there's only a few things that the reason why a lot of Americans are depressed nowadays. They say 25% of the people are clinically depressed now in the United States, and there's several reasons why that's happening, and it's increasing. But there's many things you can do at home to basically remedy this, and this is what I've been researching recently. The lack of sunlight, so it's getting 30 minutes of sunlight every day, going out with no sunscreen to make sure you get your UV rays and vitamin D from the sun. Also, it's sleeping minimum of, 6 to 8 hours. Getting your correct omega-3 dosage. If you're suffering from depression, you would take 2,000 milligrams per day of EPA. That's something that's pretty, that works really well from what people say. They're saying it's actually stronger than Prozac in blind clinical studies. Taking 2,000 milligrams of EPA, which is a fatty acid from, comes from algae, or you can get it from fish as well. What else was the research? But that was basically one of the many, you know, deficiencies that most people have nowadays. And that's, you know.
Is that connected with the video you sent me today? And yep. I don't know, what was that doctor?
Yeah, Alec Bowen's a lecturer. He's a doctor from Kansas University. He's actually a PhD psychologist. And he's been researching depression for the last 15 years. That basically sums up what he found. You know, what the cause, there's many causes, but those are mostly the remedies that get rid of it. But causes would be lack of sunlight, lack of sleep, depression's a physical illness, not actually, like most people say, just get over it or something of that sort. When it's not, it's actually like a chemical imbalance within your body caused by, you know, not getting out, you know, in the fresh air and sunlight, not having the correct amount of fatty acids in your bloodstream, and many things like that.
All right. I'm going to provide the link for that video that you sent me earlier. I'm going to provide that in the description of this podcast, so you guys can check that out on YouTube. So, all right. Thanks for joining me today.
See you soon.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
So weird, 19th century book found titled Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. This is on thedailywire.com. This story is about an aristocratic boy that lives in Castle Trump, guided by a man named Don. This is so weird. Baron Trump's 11 years old, the son of Donald Trump. But he lived before in a literary world. Ingersoll Lockwood, a novelist near the end of the 19th century, wrote two children's books published in 1893. So the point of this article is showing that there is some creepy parallels between then and now. So we got the aristocratic boy, lives in Castle Trump. This is on his journey to Russia by a man named Don. Okay. I mean, does this mean that the Trumps time traveled? Honestly, that's a serious question. This is crazy, folks. This is unbelievable, but yet, truth is stranger than fiction. Sorry. Mystery spy plane has been circling in Seattle for days. This is posted just 2 days ago by Brett Tingley on mysteriousuniverse.org. There's been several sightings of this sketchy aircraft this year that looks like it could be a spy plane, and usually if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. It's a duck. So, seriously, there's been a lot of spy planes flying around. It's on a rise in the United States. I was at the beach, and I've been seeing black helicopters fly back and forth a few times a day. Actually, where I live, there are black helicopter sightings every day. These people are just terrorizing shore residents. They're flying by, checking, spying. These aircrafts take high-definition images. Electro-optical, infrared, scientific, 1,000 meters from the geographical terrain. And as they're flying across the beach, these guys are just taking panoramic, high-definition photographs. Just to paint a picture, they can get bikini shots of girls, like, better, higher definition than Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. I'm just saying, folks. Let's hope that this power is being wielded by people we can trust. And I think that the government is proven over the years to be dishonorable And I'm looking at a picture of this, and this is clearly black budget mystery spy plane. It's completely black, okay? It's got all these bells and whistles on it. This is crazy. It's just been circling Seattle since late July. And I just want them to be stopped because they're criminals. Next. Thor's hammer discovered in Denmark. This is a bugged out story because as the Avengers Infinity War is set to come out next summer, Thor, you know, the comic book character with the long blonde hair, muscles, the blue eyes, he is actually real. And his hammer was found, the Defender of Asgard. The discovery was made in Denmark on the island of Lolland, where archaeologists unearthed a 10th century artifact from the Vikings. This is a hammer that it's inscribed. I'm looking at a picture now, and if somebody can wield this as a weapon, they will be a serious force to reckon with. An amateur archaeologist found this with a metal detector. Checked out the authenticity. It is legit. Researchers said that it is because they said they had a transcription. They translated the words, and what it said turned out to be, it actually says Thor's hammer. That the translation of the words says Thor's hammer. So you want to know, if you want proof, that's the proof. It says Thor's hammer.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This
This is a special report.
Special report time. This is on alienblog.org. The man who lived with extraterrestrials for 10 days. A man named Alec Newald went missing for a fortnight when he was taken to an alien planet. Life-changing for him. There was extremely advanced technology. They were growing their houses, he said. He also mentioned spaceships were operated by the mind. The beings that brought Alec aboard the ship were human-like, and they were advanced, and they could raise their vibration with technology, biotech. And their bodies were capable of space travel. They could grow anything. They spliced genes with plants, animals. They grew living houses, and their spaceships were pretty much a hybrid of a humanoid. Basically, it was living. They operated fueled by their consciousness, and that was intrinsic. And they didn't eat or drink either. They drank a cosmic potion similar to monatomic gold. Folks, what do you think? I want you guys to be the final judge. Did this man really live with them? He explained some details. Or you could think it's BS. The point is, I'm interested in what you think. That's it, folks. I don't want to get in anymore. We're going to end it here. Support the independent media. Share this podcast with family, friends, loved ones, people that you want to be safe when they release the biological weapon. March to 100 podcasts. Folks, thanks for listening. This is President Zen 1 for Black Helicopter News, signing off.